This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. After nearly a year of debate, the Republican-controlled State Senate passed a bill this week that sends an additional $400 million to state roads without raising the gas tax. Democrats unsuccessfully made the case that taking the money out of the annual state budget isn't a stable source of funding to fix the state's roads and bridges. Republican Larry Grooms of Berkeley County chairs the Senate Transportation Committee.
This is real recurring monies that we're talking about. They will be built into the base and the DOT's budget that will provide the ability for the DOT to reach out and start correcting some of the problems we now have with our roads.
Most Democrats felt the best way to ensure that the state will always have the roads money it needs was with a gas tax hike. Here's Columbia's Joel Lurie following the key vote late Wednesday.
What many of us have been proposing for years, have spent countless hours that pretty much are now just being flushed down the toilet, are a dedicated source of revenue, a gasoline tax. What we passed today was a fraud. It was a scam, and quite honestly, I'm very disappointed.
Republicans argued that available tax revenue in this election year trumped the need for a gas tax hike. Republican Ray Clary of Murrells Inlet, who is not seeking re-election, was the only Republican to vote against the GOP plan.
Nobody believes it's progress in there. What the Democrats were saying was basically, in my opinion, the right issue. We've kicked the can down the road. $400 million taken out of the general fund is not the stable source of funding that we were hoping for. That's what we've been working for 4 years.
Republican Governor Haley praised the Senate's action, but House Speaker Jay Lucas and other House leaders were sharply critical of it for not providing a permanent source of money for roads. The Republican-controlled House passed its $400 million plan last year, but it included a gas tax component. The House is expected to consider the Senate's changes after it completes work on next year's state budget later this month. An ethics bill and a measure that would restrict Syrian refugees relocating in the state are the next bills in the Senate that are set for priority debate. A bill that would ban most abortions after 19 weeks of pregnancy is close to becoming law. The bill provides for two exceptions: if a mother's life is in jeopardy, or if a doctor determines a fetus cannot survive outside of the womb. The compromise bill had been blocked for years by pro-choice legislators. The measure makes no exceptions for rape or incest. Supporters of the bill backed experts who believe a fetus can feel pain at 20 weeks. Lexington Senator Katrina Sheely, who identifies herself as pro-life, was a member of a House Senate conference committee that approved the bill, and she called it a good compromise.
If you give to 19 weeks or 20 weeks, somebody should have had the opportunity then to decide whether or not, you know, they want to have an abortion or there's been rape or incest. By 19 weeks, you should know the answer to that question.
Doctors who violate the proposed new law could face up to 3 years in prison. A regional director of Planned Parenthood told the Associated Press the 19-week abortion bill is part of a broader agenda to chip away at safe and legal abortion in South Carolina. A bill to require all police shootings in the state to be investigated by the state law enforcement division is advancing in a Senate committee. SLED investigating is already common practice. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.